Hello and welcome everybody to the Only Cash, No Credit podcast, hosted by yours truly, Only Cash. You can call me Cash for short. So all you got to do now is sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Only Cash, No Credit podcast with your host, Cash. Folks, what a week it has been. This has been a crazy week. And on Wednesday, we got some crazy news out of the hip hop world. P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Cone. Not one, not two, but three of his properties were raided Wednesday afternoon. LA, New York, Miami. Funny thing is, the news coverage never really talks about the New York home. But I did watch the coverage. I watched some of the videos, and you can see some of the agents coming out with whatever evidence they were looking. They were looking for something. They found some stuff. You saw some of the agents walking out with stuff. You also saw the video of Puffy at the executive airport in Miami, kind of pacing and stuff and talking to agents. And I believe one of his associates actually got arrested for drug possession. I think he had some cocaine or whatever. Eventually, he was out on bail. But the funny thing is this. You know, this is almost like no different than R. Kelly, no different from Jeffrey Epstein, no different from Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby. See, enough time goes by and enough people will start to. Once one person says, hey, this is what happened to me, and nothing happens to them, then the next person feels like, oh, okay, well, they're taking them serious. Let me come out and say this. And then it becomes a trickle down effect. All of a sudden snowball effect. And all of a sudden that snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now you start mounting evidence over time. It's going to get the attention of somebody, right? Now, in order for the homes to get raided by two government agencies, that means they had to work together to do this right. And you're not going to just raid someone's home just to raid a home, because listen, you're spending taxpayer dollars to go raid somebody's house, right? And a judge isn't going to sign off on that, especially on three different locations, massive properties. I'm sure he has security at his homes. They know, hey, if we're going to do this, you guys better have concrete, solid evidence that what he's being accused of, or what you're coming to me asking to raid that house, you better find something. Because if you don't, somebody's heads will roll and someone's going to get in trouble, right? So they're not going to just raid a house to just raid a house, like especially these guys. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, that a house gets raided and, oh, shit, we didn't find anything. I'm sure it happens. But in this case, they were looking for something. And when you watch some of the videos of the agents walking out with property or things that were from the house that they found that they were looking for. And I don't know if they were looking for that stuff specifically, but there might be stuff in those boxes or whatever they had that they need to mount a case against Puff Daddy. Now, that being said, you've got people that are either on the Puff Daddy side saying, hey, man, I think this is all BS. They're not really going after Puff Daddy. They're going after someone else. Then you got guys like 50 Cent and Cat Williams and everyone else saying, hey, man, we told you. The thing about it is you can tell people, right? And it's just like anything else. People will say, well, if you hear this, how come no one did anything? Well, again, you got to have solid evidence. I can go say to a police officer, hey, man, my neighbor's selling drugs. Okay. Cops can go by and look, well, without a search warrant, without probable cause, they're not going to just, hey, man, your neighbor says you're selling drugs. We need to come in. That's not how it works. They got to build a strong case. And especially in a case of human trafficking, guns and drugs, it has got to be solid. Because if they're going to go after a guy like Combs, they're going to hit him with the book. They're going to hit him with the hammer of justice. They're not going to just slap on the wrist. They're coming at him hard, especially with these allegations. Human trafficking, that's Homeland Security is all over that shit. And the feds, forget about it. Their conviction rate is 95% or better. 95% or better. That basically, if your house gets raided or they get you, they got you. They got you. How they got you, who knows? How they got him will still remain to be seen, right? We're still waiting to see. Now, someone has been, you know, I've seen some pictures where he's just been hanging out in Miami. He ain't going nowhere. He's definitely probably a flight risk. And I'm sure they're watching his every move now, right? They're watching every little thing he does. Like this guy now, at this point, if you were not squeaky clean, you better be squeaky clean. Like when you get up in the morning, you got to wash your ass twice before you leave out the house. You see what I'm saying? You got to be clean as hell. But it's too late for this guy. Honestly, if the allegations are true, this dude is a general piece of shit. But the problem is, the signs were all there. It started with Justin Bieber, Usher. There's been interviews. If you just go back and listen to the interviews, especially the one with Usher and, I'm drawing a blank. Howard Stern. Usher was on the Howard Stern show. I don't know how many years ago, but anyways, they were asking him questions and stuff. And just if you don't, I'm not going to go into the details. You can find that on YouTube. You would be amazed on how Usher tried to dodge some of the questions and was, you know, kind of, you know, saying things without saying things. And 50 just doesn't care. He's bullseyeing him every time he can. Boom, boom, boom. You know, hit him up with the 1-2 combo. Cat Williams said it, man. 2024 was going to be the year people were going to get exposed. And it looks like people are getting exposed. The question is, what other names are going to come out? Who else is going to be implicated in this ring of human trafficking, drugs, guns? Who else is there? You know who you're not hearing from is Jay-Z. And it's funny because Jay-Z was best friends with R. Kelly. I mean, they even did a Best of Both Worlds album. And even though you can't say that people didn't know what was going on with R. Kelly in the industry, people knew that, right? So then that kind of leads me back to Puffy. People know. People definitely know what was going on. They know that he had the hidden cameras in his properties all over in every room and everything. They knew about the parties. They knew about the sex room. They knew about the human trafficking. They knew about the male prostitutes and the grooming of young males to, you know, for their own sexual deviant acts. I mean, people knew about this, but yet, you know, hey, you don't say anything. It's see no evil, hear no evil type stuff. You know what I mean? Well, it's all caught up. Now, whether or not he's the ringleader of all this is remains to be seen. But it seems like right now they're looking to build a very strong case. And again, you don't raid someone's house unless you already have something on him that is damning enough to where either he's going to go to jail or he's going to start dropping dimes on people. See, the guy has been part of this life his whole life, his father. Melvin Combs was an associate of Frank Lucas, the same Frank Lucas that Denzel Washington played in the movie American Gangster. They both served in the military, I'm assuming around the same time, because they were both heroin dealers in the time in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s in New York. Now, rumor has it that his father was an informant for the feds. Some even say he might have been working as a federal agent. No one really knows for sure. We'll never know because Melvin Combs is dead. He died in 73, sitting in his car out parked somewhere near Central Park. Pop goes the weasel, and the weasel went pop. That dude was gone. He's been deleted, right? But, you know, you got Puffy, whose mother, single mom at that time, she moves out of Harlem and moves upstate and tries to get him into a better, you know, provide for her kids. She had to work a few jobs to provide a better life for her children. But unfortunately, when, you know, that lifestyle sometimes draws you in and it sucks people in and it, you know, hey, it got him to where he was at today. But unfortunately, he did so much bad to get where he was at today. He had to do a lot of bad things to get there. The question is, who else was involved? That is going to be the big thing. You know, you're not hearing about all his close friends, his inner circle. You're not hearing about them, right? They're very quiet. You don't even hear from, no one's asked Justin Bieber what he thinks. No one asked Usher what he thinks. I think they're not even going to talk. I mean, you know, whatever happened to Justin Bieber, because remember, he just found religion. So things must have happened to this young man that he doesn't even want to talk about. So I'm just wondering who else is going to be a part of this. You know, this isn't the first time. And we know what I mean to say, he's not going to be the first person in this industry, in the entertainment industry, to do what he's done. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? Well, Cosby and Epstein, or I'm sorry, Weinstein, were old, dusty. Those guys were at the end of the line. So by the time they got busted, it really didn't matter, right? It was like, hey, we're going to do some justice, but these guys are so past their prime that it kind of faded away. They, you know, the feds can say, well, we got them. You know, it was just a little too late, right? Well, P. Diddy's in the prime of his life right now. He's 53, I believe, 50, 53. I know he's early 50s. If you're going to put somebody away that still is as influential as Puff Daddy, this would be the time to do it. But the question is, will P. Diddy talk and give up who else is involved? Because it's not just him. It is not just him. There's more to this story, which is crazy. But at the same token, are we surprised? They say it in their lyrics. Listen to a lot of the rap, gangster rappers. Listen to those guys from the 90s and early 2000s. It's a different game. You know, artists will talk about their life problems, struggles, and everything through their music, right? They'll celebrate. You know, they'll have songs that are uplifting, and they'll have songs that sound great and the beat's great. But when you listen to what they're saying, you're like, wow, that's crazy. You know, your girl's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty. I mean, that was a lyric from Biggie. And if you are doing what you're doing today, doesn't mean you weren't doing it back then. Okay? It just doesn't. You know, there was a documentary called The Secret of Playboy. Man, did that blow my mind. If you think this is crazy, watch that documentary. I believe it's on A&E. If you have A&E Plus or whatever, or the app, watch it. There is an episode with Don Cornelius from Soul Train. Holy shit. That blew my mind and my wife's mind. We were like, what? Just the whole series. It was so crazy, I had to stop watching it because I couldn't even stomach the stories. And the exact same stories that I'm hearing in that docuseries are the exact same things that this man is being accused of. The problem is, guys like Hugh Hefner, Don Cornelius, Bill Cosby, all these guys that I've mentioned in the past, they get to a certain age, they're too old or they're dead, and then we bring all the bullshit that they've committed in life to light. I really do hope that if this guy has done what he's done, they get him and put his ass away for a very long time. And I know that's probably going to piss some people off, but it's the truth. You know, I listened to a podcast the other day, Jason Whitlock. He had a two-part podcast about Diddy. Basically, it's talking about Diddy's life, his rise to power and all this, that, and a third. But it was the third podcast that kind of really caught my attention, and then I realized, oh, that's right. He works for a major media conglomerate, even though it's, you know, his own YouTube channel and all that, and he feels like he can talk with. But the way he was speaking cracked me up, because what he was doing was he wanted to put the blame. Basically, listen, you can go find this. I forget. It's one of the most recent ones. He was basically trying to put the blame on society, that we've glorified this type of music. We've glorified this type of lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. I don't know anybody who doesn't love the flashy cars, the beautiful ladies, the nice clothes, the lavish vacations, having the great, you know, going to seeing videos of cats popping bottles and stuff. Yeah, that's part of the entertainment of it, right? It gets you out of your reality into a sub-reality where you can just kind of let your mind not think about the current reality that you're in, right? But a smart person would know, yeah, I'm not going to do that, you know. And then you had NWA, you know, and that was the first time I listened to gangster rap. And trust me, it was hardcore rap at the time, but it wasn't that I was going to go out, get a gun and be crazy and play shoot 'em up, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. I wasn't doing that. You know why? Because my parents raised me right. And I understand other people living in certain neighborhoods, maybe low-income neighborhoods, projects, hood, whatever you want to call it, that is their way out, right? The drug game, the sex trafficking, the pimping, the, you know, gun smuggling, all that stuff, you know, robbery, this and that. But it all ends in what way? It either ends in jail or you're dead. He just happened to live. He was just able to actually go on for a long time doing what he was doing. And now it's catching up to him. It's crazy to think that it's literally been happening. This is now what, fifth or sixth person in this, especially in the entertainment industry. So makes you wonder when you hear a guy like Corey Feldman talk about all the times he was molested as a kid and the things that he saw and, you know, the claims of the people that he said, hey, did this or did that, and no one did anything. It's crazy, right? You start to wonder, wow, why now? Why are we waited so long to get a predator like this guy? And he's still walking. He it's not like they arrested him. He's out there. I mean, there's been pictures of him out at Top Golf in Miami, you know, hanging with friends or whatever. I mean, he posted something on his Instagram sitting at a club, I believe, or somewhere out to dinner where he's by himself. You know, like, wow. So are they going after him? Or is he the fall guy? Or is he going to be the Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? Is he going to be that guy that's going to snitch? Now, I've listened to some of the comments, and people have said Diddy's not that kind of guy. He'll probably take a bullet. You know, he'll probably put a bullet in himself, you know, to just end it. So he's not having to deal with all this. Maybe, maybe not. But regardless, after everything, after dust clears and everything is settled, I'm ready to say what comes next is going to be bigger than what's happening right now. I think this is just the tip of the volcano starting to bubble up and bubble up and bubble up. And you start to see some of that, you know, the gas bubbles, you know, popping at the top of the volcano, because whatever is going to come after, and it's not going to be right away, but I'm assuming it's going to take at least a few months, and who knows how much longer, the names that are going to be dropped is going to be insane. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Again, once a week, I will drop anywhere from a 15-minute to a 30-minute podcast on the big things that have been going on in the week, just to, you know, voice my opinions. But anyways, I hope you all have a great weekend. For those who celebrate Easter, happy Easter. And hey, thank you. Thank you again to everyone who listened to episode 1 of the Only Cash, No Credit podcast. Be on the lookout for episode 2 dropping next week.